Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of the day, the week, and the month for Ben and Woods.
Yeah.
When we rejoin you on Monday, it'll be December 1st.
Crazy, man.
Although if you missed any of our show, you can you can always catch it on the podcast version, the Odyssey app. But you can also listen from 2 to 6 this afternoon. Best of Ben and Woods is going to be playing an afternoon drive.
It's awful. Awful idea.
Testing a whole new demographic and audience in the afternoon.
Happy birthday, Sandra, from your husband, Marco. It's birthday shout-out day here on Casey Kasem's
Top 100. So I would think that everyone would love to hear their name called for our biggest fan on their birthday. We have lots of listeners. It's always someone's birthday, like multiple people's birthday.
Yeah, so, I've done two today. That's plenty.
Yeah, it's every day is many people's birthday. Happy birthday to everybody whose birthday it is today.
Yeah, happy birthday.
And if we're not going to see you Thursday through Sunday, happy birthday for all the weekend birthdays. This year.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for our biggest fan announcement. If you hear your name called, you will have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets, you and your friends, a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all the fan staff, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. And this morning's biggest fan is Danette DePasquale.
Oh!
Danette!
There she is.
You are on the clock, 833-288-0973. If you haven't got your name in, it's not too late to register at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan to get your name into our grand prize drawing contest. Roundup report?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Friday, Wednesday.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's see where to start. We're going to start off Major League Baseball. I was looking at the some headlines today, and I saw Paul Skeens gets record $3.4 million from pre-arb bonus pool. And I go, is that new? What is? I don't remember ever hearing about that.
Hasn't hit arbitration yet. So he's still on that rookie deal. Now he got a big fat signing bonus. So, but he's still on that rookie deal.
Open the link here on ESPN. It says Skeens received $3.4 million and change from this year's pre-arbitration bonus pool, raising his two-year total to $5.5 million under the initiative to direct more money to top younger players. And that kind of jogs something in my memory. I remember there was something that was coming out with MLB, and it was almost like a popularity contest.
Was that golf?
Was that another sport?
That was, yeah. That was golf. That was the...
it was like Instagram followers.
Player incentive.
The player incentive program. This is actually just performance on the field.
Okay, this is performance.
Yeah, this is performance on the field. Like, Jackson Merrill got a big bump last year. It's since the last CBA, so the last
few years,
four or five years. Okay. Because he was second in the rookie of the year voting. You get the Cy Young, he got a big bump for Paul Skeens this year. But then the rest of it, that's the $50 million or whatever the pool is just based on your war. So if you're a first two-year player... And you put like a, you know, one or two war season together, you can
get a little bump.
Make some extra money.
$50 million pool. This happened. It went into effect in March of 22. And so it's all guys like Bobby Witt Jr., Brian Wu, Corbin Carroll, guys that you definitely know. You've heard their names, but they're not. They're still within their first, whatever, five, 6 years.
And even if they've signed an extension.
Yeah, even Jackson Merrill already has his long-term deal, got an extra $300,000 to $400,000 from this bonus pool for the season he had this year.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
Brian Baio, Jackson Churio, Tanner Bibee, those are all guys that got extensions, but they're still eligible for this pool. So.
The young guns, man.
Mason Miller got some money this year as
well.
I think
those
are the
guys.
Two Padres players who got extra bonus money for their performance.
It says here there were a couple of teams that had the most total money, meaning the most players that were eligible to make money.
I saw this.
That means like you're actually trending in the right direction if you have a group of guys that are in the top 50 or whatever it is.
Did you see the Brewers?
The Brewers.
They had like nine guys.
They had the most. Their players totaled just under $5 million.
That means you have young, controllable,
cheap,
productive players.
Pittsburgh was next, just a few hundred thousand dollars behind them. And then mostly Skeens. And then the Athletics, $3.1 million for their
Kurt's got
all
a bunch, I think. Yeah, they had a couple other players as well.
Yeah, so that's that, if you were wondering what that news was. We'll switch over to some NFL media. Joe Buck and Ben Higgins may have a little bit more in common than we thought. Joe Buck is attempting the impossible. He wants to do, or he's going to try to do, a doubleheader in broadcasting.
Okay.
Of course, the internet went away. So I'm just going to go off memory here because I was just reading this story. He is going to be a co-host. So they have Monday Night Football, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Next Monday night is in Foxborough, I believe, in New England. He, Joe Buck, is a co-host, a special guest co-host on Good Morning America in New York City.
Got it.
Going live at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 4 a.m. here.
Now, that's a little different than a doubleheader for me. A doubleheader is, I got a 9 a.m. game and I got a 1 p.m. game. That's going to be a long day.
He's got like a split day.
It's going to be
7 a.m. and then...
So he goes 7 a.m.
8:15 kickoff?
Oh, I thought you meant he went 8:15 and then 7 a.m. He didn't sleep at all.
No.
Okay, it's morning and night. Got it.
Monday morning in New York, co-hosting Good Morning America. Then he's going to get on a plane or helicopter or whatever he's going to do to get to Foxborough. And then he's going to call the game. East Coast Monday Night Football games, it starts here, 5:15, 5:20? That's probably going to be about midnight by the time that game ends in Boston.
It's a fun day.
That's a long-ass day.
That's a good day, though.
And that's a lot of Joe Buck on your TV.
That's a lot of Joe Buck, but I like Joe Buck. I'm a big fan, so...
Literally done that every day for 7 years, practically.
Joe Buck,
Paulie, I'm sorry, but...
Joe's such a hero, don't you think? Yeah. It's like an accomplishment.
Early work.
Such a thankless job.
Late work, then do... Now, Joe... Now do it again on Tuesday and do another game Tuesday night.
Oh, boy.
Do it on Wednesday. Do another game Wednesday night.
Do you also broadcast to millions?
Do it another game Thursday night. It's not the audience size doesn't change the amount of work. I have to sit through traffic driving on the 5 and the 805, which is probably a lot harder than whatever Joe's luxury transport is going to be.
I admire Joe so much
New
for
York
attempting this. He's
New England to Boston.
Just the temerity and the wherewithal.
Private jet, you know.
The guts to do it and the talent to do it is unbelievable. I've never heard of anything like this in media, Paul.
I believe you do have to get quite early for Good Morning America. The show starts at 7, but there's, you know, there's makeup chair. There's quite a bit of early. That's an early morning. I will give them that.
I feel like a lot of their work's done for them, though. Am I wrong
Very
when
true.
I say that?
They
I feel like a lot of your work
you
is
just
done
have to sit
for
there
you,
while they
too,
put the makeup on there.
A lot of your work is done for you when you anchor.
The only work that's done for me is when I anchor, there is a lot of teleprompter reading that I didn't write.
Yeah, right.
But every sportscast I do, I write and edit.
Right.
And even shoot now. I've got
so
camera,
anchoring
the
is
whole thing.
Way easier for you.
It's easier in terms of
longer.
Preparation. It's harder in terms of like just physical, like just doing it for so many hours and reading and just being alert. And
dialed in
for a long period of time.
Well, Joe Buck, I think, is a hero.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, he's a hero.
Very talented. That's not easy.
You don't hear about things like this happening very much.
Yeah, you don't certainly see a piece and awful announcing about me every single day, but I guess there should be.
Which one of the seven deadly sins is that?
I think that
it's envy. Pride.
I think it's most of them, actually.
Yeah, it's most of them, except for lust.
Just not sloth.
It's not sloth and lust.
It's sloth.
Are you lusty for Joe Buck?
A little bit.
What's in the box?
That's fair.
All right, and then we will wrap it up. You know, one of my favorite movies growing up was Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh.
So funny. Actually, you know, it was one of my favorite movies, and then my life kind of became Mrs. Doubtfire when my parents got divorced, and it became a little too real. Not like my dad.
Your dad dressed up as
dress
an old lady?
Try to, you know, try to babysit
you don't
us.
Know.
But
I mean, the kids didn't know it was Robin Williams
right.
until the end.
I love that movie. Then my parents split, and I go, yeah, that movie hits a little bit differently now.
Like, yeah, it's harder for kids
to
divorce.
The family arguing and stuff.
Yeah,
they're like,
it sucks.
Yeah, I'm good. So I actually stayed away for years, and then now I can appreciate it's brilliant movie. But I got a story about the real life Mrs. Doubtfire. A guy Italy, back to Italy.
You know what I do love about that movie? I think it handled the divorce in a very real way.
Yeah,
I think so,
and
too.
And didn't villainize either of the... Not necessarily... I mean,
I don't know
no. Sally
that,
Field but... was a good mom, and Robin Williams was a good dad.
But, he was an elite father.
But they did not see eye to eye, and they were not a good couple together.
Fine. She was a villain.
She was not a
say,
villain.
Based on what we saw in the movie,
she
you can't say she was
a
good
villain.
Mother.
Fair.
Not even close.
Her whole life was trying to find nannies to take her kids.
She had to work to support her family.
I get it.
Very chauvinistic.
It's not.
Because her husband was a ne'er-do-well who only just wanted to stay home and bring in barnyard animals
just,
for the kids.
Oh, sorry, it's the kid's birthday. I want to have a good time. Excuse me. Sorry. It's just stuff, man.
Forgot how polarizing this movie could be.
I thought she was a villain. I thought she was straight up villain.
No chance. Sally Field was a good mom. Tried her best.
Based on
she was
what?
A mom.
Based on that she worked?
Right. A lot of moms work. I thought she was the villain. I really did. It broke my heart. When
is Pierce Brosnan the villain?
No, he's a G.
He's good, too.
He's the best. Miranda Hillard.
This was a drive-by shooting.
Fruiting. He's such an elite father. How can he be anywhere near the villain?
I'm not saying he's the villain. I'm just disputing that Sally Field is not the villain. There's just no villain. That's what I like about the movie. There's no villain.
No, I think you're wrong.
No villain in the movie.
You like Pam from Meet the Parents, too. You thought she was a nice gal.
Zoe from I Love You,
yeah,
Man.
Yeah, Zoe from I Love You, Man. Nightmares. He's not a... He worked. He just had a hard time keeping something steady. Not his fault. Very talented.
Talented voice actor.
Guy loved his kids. Oh, my God. He loved his kids so much he dressed like a 90-year-old woman to
he
be with them.
Definitely loved his
kids. If the roles were reversed, would she have dressed as a 90-year-old man to be with her kids? No!
Which
she would have sloughed them off on someone else.
He was violating court rules. He was actually committing a crime by dressing as the woman to see his kids when he wasn't supposed to be.
Would she have done the same? Would she have done the same?
Was
just answer. Just
no,
one.
Because she
correct.
She obeys the laws.
Correct.
Because she's a good citizen and a good mom.
Nope. She would have absolutely, absolutely never done that. Tell me about the Italian.
She hired this 45-year-old
yeah.
man dressed
nice,
as a woman.
Nice
yeah.
vetting, mom.
Yeah,
well
way
done.
To go.
Way to vet. Incredible.
Remember, he sabotaged all the other clients.
He did.
Called in.
I don't work with the males.
I am job.
I am
job.
What? I am job.
Layla! Don't make me get the hose!
God dang, that's a funny movie.
Oh, he's elite.
So...
All right, tell me about the
back
Italian.
I was
Italian
not expecting
Mrs. Doubt. Hey,
you guys
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire. So this guy, he is an unnamed 56-year-old man. He has been dressing up as his dead mother in full makeup, clothing, everything, like Mrs. Doubtfire. His dead mother so that he could continue to cash
her
pension checks.
Oh, no. God.
Dude. And the worst
part, I mean, Gordon, it's the villain of this story, is at least.
Yeah, not,
he didn't kill the mother.
Correct.
Did he?
Oh, okay. We do know the villain of this story, Ben. It's him.
Like, this story is beyond bizarre. Like, it, just the fact that he did this. It says here he continued to cash her pension checks dressed up as her while her body sat in their house.
It's well, Norman Bates.
Let anybody know, obviously.
Years.
Or the jig is up.
Yeah, the jig is up if they're like, all right, she died.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh,
so,
so gnarly.
Her husband died before she did. And so she left, their family left everything to this man, including like property,
right.
Everything he inherited. And that wasn't enough. He had to then, he chose to then dress up like her in her clothing with a mask, everything. And he had been collecting $61,000 a year in pension money every single year for a long time.
Isn't your pension, or does it stop if you die?
I don't know exactly how Italian pensions work, but doesn't it just come in the mail? Why do you
right.
dress
you
got
to go to the check cashing place? I'm here for my check, ma'am. Yes.
It could be. Maybe it's different in Italy.
Do they not
have
direct deposit in Italy?
I don't. The best quote I've ever heard. I don't know how Italian pensions work.
It says here.
By the way, I don't know how American pensions work here. Don't have one.
Yeah, for all we know, here he has to go to the registry office. I don't
right.
know. That's where he went. And
you come to pick up your check. Yes, here I am to pick up my check.
One of the clerks helping him noticed, you've got like an Adam's apple.
Oh, no.
You don't look 82, actually. You look more like in your 50s.
Are you dressed as an old woman?
Yeah. So she alerted her higher-ups. They called the police, and they were like looking at this woman's like ID that expired from over a decade ago.
Yeah, you can't
so everything started to get suspicious, and sure enough, they caught this guy.
When you die, your pension I would have assumed goes to somebody else, like to your next of kin. Or
no,
whatever.
I think it stops.
I think
stops?
It's just until you're
dead.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A
now,
it's your
not,
pension,
it's
a lifetime pension, but not a beyond lifetime
not like
pension.
A 401k,
right.
So to speak.
Mr. Doubtfire, he was not accused of any wrongdoing outside of
isn't
the
that
dress up and
theft?
Oh yeah, no, but like no foul play with the death
oh, okay.
of his mother
okay.
or
got
anything
it,
like that.
It.
Just
but,
the fact that he left the body there, like. Says police showed up his house. They said the man allegedly just gave a sigh and a go ahead when officers asked to search his home, and that's when they found his mother's mummified corpse.
Mummified corpse.
Do we have? Is there a picture of him dressed up as her?
Oh yeah,
Mr. Doubtfire.
Right, yeah, I got the side by side. Sorry about that. There it is.
It's not terrible. It's not a terrible job.
I'm guessing the one on the right is her driver's license photo.
Mom had a little bit of an Adam's apple herself. I don't think there's much.
It's
I don't
true.
Think there's
Are
much.
Are they both the guy?
I don't think there's much difference. He did a great. I mean, look, that's a great job at getting that done. Hello, dear.
He did his makeup quite well.
He really
did.
Well, earrings look good.
Subtle on the lips. Yeah.
Yeah. Not too bad. Not too bad. Thank you, Paul. That was a fascinating story.
You're welcome.
Imagine not thinking. Sally Field. I'm going to be sick with this all day. She was so mean. So mean.
She was mean, short.
She was
responsible.
She was short.
She was short
with the kids. This guy would have.
You've never been short with your
just
kids.
Never once.
Hiring a stranger.
It's hiring
she's
strangers.
Off on dates.
Yeah, would not, by the way, would not let their dad, who she knew was a good dad,
yes.
knew it, would not let him have custody or even partial custody.
Dude,
had to have a guy come watch them with his kids. Monster.
When
monster
they, when they
with
argue,
horns and fangs.
And he's like, Miranda, you sat there, you heard the judge, you just
you
sat
let
there
it
and
happen.
Let it happen. That
There's
would,
Ben like, oh, that's okay.
It wasn't her finest moment.
Oh.
But I think, at you know, in the end,
Villain.
She was a good person and a good mom.
Villain.
It was a tough divorce
Villain.
For both of them.
Oh, did the living room get a little messed up? Oh, okay, well, let's flip out about it.
Some camel eat your begonias?
Oh, you're
sorry.
Your begonias are gone? Oh, no.
Oh, my roses! My roses!
Pipe down.
Yeah, she sucked.
She sucked. Straight up. Sucked. He was a king. A king of a father. A
Who
king.
Also did something wrong.
Sure. Sure.
Ben's version of the movie would end with Robin Williams' arrest in about
yes!
20 minutes. says JZA.com.
What did I do? What did I do?
Yeah, the movie is...
I just want to be with my kids. Ben's like, yes, drag that SOB out of here.
There's like four scenes. Bookings, it's the party, and then it's the divorce, and then it's him getting ready and transforming into Mrs. Doubtfire, and then he shows up for day one, and they're like, yeah, we're calling the police.
Don't forget him dancing to Dude Looks Like a Lady. Like
yeah.
Tom Cruise.
That was great. It's great.
All right, we need to take a timeout. When we come back, yes, the trip details. If you've missed it, we still want to share more about our details for our trip coming up this summer. We may spin the topic wheel again, too, as we get to our last show of the month coming up here with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
But quickly, let me tell you about EcoWater one more time today. I'm getting actually a little bit low in my EcoWater jug. Got to go fill it up before I head home to where more EcoWater awaits. Got the EcoWater system. Very happy about that in our home. It's so good, too, because we got rid of the hard water. They came out and they did a water test, and they showed me, hey, Woodsy, this is what's going through your pipes. This is what you're, you know, drinking, giving to your pets, washing your fruit and your food. And I said, that is insane. Put that thing in and do it right away. And they did. And now everyone is so, so happy. We make the joke that we drink right from the faucets and the showers. We absolutely do, and you absolutely can. It is not just about protection for your home. It's about water for everything you use it for. Their reverse osmosis system gives you bottle quality water straight from the tap. If you add alkaline filters, your hydration gets a healthier boost. I highly recommend trying the Soft Life and alkaline water now, just $9.95 a month, 760-350-3338, or visit EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you, please. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keep it at soft since 1925.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We are so excited about the trip that we are teaming up with Hop Run Tours for next year. Right at the end of June, 4 days, 3 nights in the Windy City. To watch San Diego take on Chicago at the historic stadium up there on the north side. The package from Hop Run Tours is going to include round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations for 3 nights at a 4-star hotel, stadium tour, tickets to 2 games. We're told one of them we're going to be down by the visitor dugout. The other we're going to be in the bleacher seats on top of the building that's like a club with the food included.
I can't wait for that.
I'm so excited for that. You can visit 97.3thefansd.com. hoprun.com/Chicago for all the details. Special Fan Trip is brought to you by Hop Run Tours, who handles all the travel and event details. 97.3 The Fan proud to promote this package. There are 50 spots available.
Not anymore.
Almost half of them, I think, have been accounted for already. And if you were thinking about this, because I know a couple of Tier 1s have already made it known, and their families are looking for, what's a good gift for the Tier 1 that I can't buy anything for? That a Christmas gift, get together with a couple of relatives and go, this is what they really want. Let's help fund the trip to Chicago with Ben and Woods next year would be kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be out there anyway. A lot of people were planning on booking a trip. They do everything for you. You get incredible seats to the games. And yeah, man, I mean, I don't know what it's worth hanging out with us, but we're going to have a good time. I know that.
Very good time.
Very good time. An elite time.
Baseball, looking forward to. Food, I'm looking forward to.
My favorite food in the country, man. It's my favorite food in the country. It really is. It's my favorite food. Everywhere is good.
Pizza and sandwiches, mostly. Hot dogs. Oh,
not even close.
I love a good
Chicago Italian food is ungodly good. The beef, hot beef that you love.
I always wondered. I mean, Thanksgiving is, it's traditional. Mm-hmm. It's turkey, it's stuffing. We're going the best possible meal. We might want to go Italian.
For
Thanksgiving.
Oh, they do. They still do traditional, but they also do. Didn't you watch Sopranos?
The Thanksgiving for the Sopranos?
Paulie, there's a scene, if you can find it. Sopranos Thanksgiving, and he lists out everything that they do for Thanksgiving and the real Italians, how they do it. It's incredible. There's no way you get through it, though. That's the thing. It's the first time I heard it, I go, nobody does this. You can't do it. You couldn't possibly.
Too much.
It's like they have manicotti and stuff, and soup and all kinds of stuff. And then they bring out the turkey and the stuffing and all that after. Who does that?
There's
Paul, you're
Italian.
Is that what they do?
A turkey and stuffing meal?
Oh. We didn't have we kept it very basic on my Italian family dinners. It was spaghetti, maybe a lasagna. We didn't do the Feast of the
Seven Fishes
for Christmas. Yeah.
We didn't have that.
But I did hear people do adapt Thanksgiving to their cultures. I was listening to what's his name? Kai, the new bench coach for the Mets, the young guy, Kai Correa.
Yeah, Kai Correa.
He's from Hawaii, and they were interviewing him yesterday on MLB Network Radio, and they're asking him about his Thanksgiving in Hawaii. Is it any different? And he goes, "Well, we do all the normal stuff, but then we add the Hawaiian foods like kalua pork." And we have the purple sweet potatoes from Hawaii to make it our own. So I think everyone kind of makes it their own a little bit. But I love the idea of adding an Italian flair to Thanksgiving, perhaps.
Out your own spin on it?
Yeah, out your own spin on it. The Italian food in Chicago is elite. The sandwiches are elite. The dogs are good. The pizza. I did deep dish when I was there. And I was like, man, this is a lasagna. I don't want a lasagna.
Why wouldn't you want a lasagna?
I like thin pizza. Well, if I'm eating pizza.
If I'm eating lasagna, I want lasagna.
Yes,
I agree with you.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with a deep dish pizza.
If you want lasagna, then yeah. If you want lasagna with a crust, thick, cheesy, with
mm-hmm. a buttery, crispy crust. How is that not great? Don't compare it to other pizzas. It's not.
Yeah, you can't.
I don't like the competition.
No.
I like deep dish and I like thin crust. They're not really even in the same family.
Not even close.
Honestly.
Yeah, one's a lasagna, one is a pizza. So I like lasagna's fine.
I also like lasagna.
It's not my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, of the Italian
dishes. One of my favorites growing up.
Was it?
Mom would make lasagna. It was
my absolute
favorite.
My dad loves it. Yeah, Lou Malnati's is world famous. Pequod's is world famous. I ate Lou Mal's all the time. It's not diet food. I mean, it was they put the pizza down, right? They got the crust, big thick crust. And then they actually would put a sausage wheel, like a wheel of sausage. They wouldn't just do little crumbled up pieces of sausage. So every bite you took of this pizza
had a layer of sausage.
One giant sausage patty that went
throughout. Like those circle patties you get for breakfast, but giant
pieces size. Like the size of a truck wheel. And you put it right in the middle.
Manhole cover.
And then more cheese, more sauce. I mean, it's been so long. That I will definitely, I want to try the Pequod's. I heard it's unbelievable there. I didn't have that there, but all the food is great, and the people are great. They're so kind. It's the Midwest. It's a blast.
Should be a good time of year, too.
Great time.
End of June, start of July.
Oh, so good.
Starting to warm up, but not the throes of the humid summer, usually that you get a little bit later, like August, right?
Such a fun town in the summer, because they've been locked up in freezing, bitter, cold winters, and everyone's out, and everyone just wants to party and have a great time. It was the time of my life, man. It's so fun.
Remember, go to 973thefansd.com/Chicago, and that'll link you up with Hop Run Tours. Our friend David J., we are very much looking forward to it next summer, and hope as many Tier 1s as possible can sign up and join us.
Yep, me too.
All right, let's take our final time out. We will get you set. We do have another San Diego State basketball game coming up tonight. We've got San Diego State football, SDFC football. There's so much going on between now and when we rejoin you on Monday morning. We'll get you ready for all of it. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. Had a couple of questions. Even my mom texted me. She says, are you not allowed to say the names of the teams that you're going to go watch
correct
on your trip to Chicago, or the name of the stadium? Yeah, it's weird in radio rules. So if we're selling something, and this is obviously Hop Run Tours is selling the package to go on the trip, we can't officially trade on the names of MLB properties to do so. Mm-hmm. So you know who we're talking about. It's a weird workaround.
That's why we say hey, come with us as we cheer on our home team.
I love the home team.
On the north side of Chicago at their historic ballpark.
Not everyone the knows, south side at the other ballpark.
Everyone knows what we're talking about, but... And, I mean, honestly, do I think our local team would care? I doubt it. I mean, you know, I think they want fans to come watch them, and they'd love to have some visiting fans join them for the trip. Yeah. Doesn't hurt them at all, but just the official way, so we don't want to step on any legal toes.
I don't that like when stepping actually, on legal toes.
Yeah, when we actually do the read and tell you about it, we're not supposed to mention, you know, Padres.
Right. Cubs. Brick wall.
Wrigley Field.
With Ivy. No. So.
Blankville.
There's this bar. There's this bar down there. It's called the Cubby Bear. It's great. You're going to love it.
Love that chewing gum, you know?
Oh, I love Wrigley's.
Wrigley's chewing gum is great.
Delicious.
Spearmint.
Yep.
Freshen your breath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dads in Spanish, you know what that is.
Yeah. Los Padres.
Los Padres.
The Friars.
Right.
Friar Faithful. Right. For the Faithful.
Friars Row down in Mission Valley.
The For the Faithful. Stand as one.
So, yeah, that it seems weird. It's just the rules.
Yep.
Trying to follow the rules. We got sports. Tonight, San Diego State against Baylor, game three of the Players Era tournament. The Aztecs will collect their $1 million. They can't win any more, apparently, since they didn't finish in the top four or whatever to play for first or second or third or fourth place. It'll be Michigan against Gonzaga in the title game.
Going to be a battle.
But this is a pretty good outcome, because had San Diego State lost to Oregon, not only would they be relegated to like the last place game, but they would have had to wait until Thursday to play it.
Stay
so
for Thanksgiving.
Now they at least get to play tonight against a good Baylor team that's projected to make the NCAA tournament. So metrically, that'll be an opportunity for San Diego State to get another good win. Plus, they get to go home right after the game,
that's right.
Get back for Thanksgiving, and they don't have
to
sit.
So they play on Thanksgiving?
Oregon has to play because they lost. Oregon has to play tomorrow on Thanksgiving.
I thought last year they had no games. Maybe that was just
they did.
State
well, they did it early in the week when they came back. I think on Friday to play Houston. Remember, Houston sat there all week and got stale and tired. Dutch brought his team home, brought them back to Vegas for that game, and they ended up with their biggest win of the season that helped them win the tournament. And I do think the advantage is toward the Aztecs tonight. The deep roster that we've been talking about helps you. Dutch, you know, only had to play. I think only Reese Dixon Waters played like 27 minutes. Everyone else was around 20. So they were able to keep, you know, somewhat fresher legs going into a third game in 3 days situation, which should benefit his team tonight against, yeah, a talented Baylor team. Lost to St. John's, but they've won all their other games this season and, you know, projected from the Big 12 to be an NCAA tournament team. I think Lunardi had them as a 7 seed going into the week. Had the Aztecs yesterday as first four out of the tournament. I would assume after the Oregon win, the next time he does it, can get them back into that field of 68. So, you know, another win today would probably solidify the Aztecs back out of, like, the play-in line.
Yeah.
It's early in the season to be talking about such things, but, you know, you keep an eye on kind of where the temperature is on your college basketball team, because they aren't only going to have a couple more opportunities after this. The Arizona game, Arizona looks amazing. I mean, Michigan plus, that's how good Arizona's
Jeez,
been.
Really?
That's your next – you could get routed in that game as well. And then you don't really have anything else. It's conference play, that's it. So today, another important game, because it's your last maybe realistic chance to score a win over a power conference team and a big opponent like that.
He got himself going, man. And I looked over and I said, he is going.
I do. That happens.
It is happening. We have other sports happening this weekend in San Diego. Lots of them.
We have San Diego State's going to play on the road on Friday at New Mexico. But big game against Albuquerque.
Right.
They win 12:30. Very rare. Friday, 12:30 football game for San Diego State. They win. They win the Mountain West.
Yep.
They host the Mountain West Championship game. They lose. Comes down to some computer metric tiebreakers likely to see if they even get into the Mountain West Championship game. So, yeah, this is about as big of a game, again, as Sean Lewis is going to have as coach of the Aztecs. Got to win this one.
All right, and then we've got WWE Survivor Series.
Saturday afternoon. We will be there.
The three of us are going. You're driving me.
I am.
And then after, Paulie has a dinner.
Yep.
And then you and I are going to go
to the SDFC game.
Oh,
I had to
my.
Talk you into it.
You didn't, really.
A little bit.
No, you didn't have to talk me. You know my reason.
You were
superstitious. Yeah.
And I didn't understand. It's not as
Do
though,
you not understand it?
It's not as though they've won every game you haven't been at either,
they've
though.
They've literally won every game that I haven't been to, they've won, except for the ones that they lost.
Right.
But I didn't go to those either.
Exactly. So your appearances have nothing to do with anything, as we already knew.
If I walk into that arena, the stadium, and they lose, it's on me.
It's not on
I you. Haven't gone to watch them play all year long.
But they lost a lot of times at home. Isn't it possible that they lost because you weren't there?
All I know is that you don't do anything drastic and dramatic when you're in the Western Conference Final. So while I'm going,
and
that was
what?
The only reason it was against my will.
That is that's actually doing your job and attending a big sporting event with the Tier 1s. I'm curious to see how many Tier 1s we're going to see at wrestling and then how many we're going to see at the soccer game and how many are going to try the double. I can't imagine too many.
Oh, I think
we're
going
to have to leave
are.
Wrestling a little bit early.
Yeah, we'll
think,
have to leave
to
wrestling
get to
a little bit
soccer.
Early.
And, you know, neither is
you know, cheap to go watch. It's sold out soccer, sold out wrestling, and it's going to be a huge sports day in San Diego on Saturday.
It's going to be so much fun. See, SD Activist says, if you feel it, don't go. I'll sit in the car, bro. I'm not kidding you. I hate that feeling.
I won't make
of
you
like,
stay the whole time. I want to be there. I want to see that atmosphere.
I
want to
see it, too.
I want to be there.
I want to see it. I'm so into it.
I mean, who knows? San Diego FC may not get back to the Western Conference Finals
ever.
For...
Never. Yeah, ever. You
years,
never know.
Nothing
years?
Is, I mean,
nothing is promised.
Our experience with the Padres, you go to the World Series, 1998, like, yeah, all right,
no,
we're going to
be
back
so
soon. It's 2025. Haven't seen it since.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to appreciate it when they're good. Now,
yeah, we're going to go. We'll go and hang. I'm down to stay the whole time.
Your
I don't
first
care.
SDFC match is the conference
is the Western
final.
Conference final.
Spoiled.
Spoiled rotten. I'll wear it.
No, I'm not. Yeah, no, you should. It's awesome.
I mean, but like, I've wanted to go this year.
I mean, if you're going to go to any one game.
It's the 7:30 with my kids. It's 7:30. I'm like, There's just no chance. There's no chance. So that's what we're going to do.
Nima says, what section are you guys in for WWE?
We're going to be walking around, essentially.
Like literally, you'll see us anywhere.
You'll see us
Concourse?
Kind of. Yeah, Ben has a credential, so you're free to move around. You're not going to sit in the press box, though. You're
no,
going to move around.
I don't even know what the press... What does it look like for a WWE?
Probably
match?
Looks like
just
the same.
Regular,
same
so.
Press
Bernie
box.
Bernie Wilson, Hacksaw.
I'm yeah. curious what the flutes
same
like.
All your homies up there.
Is that who's going to be there? I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
I don't know that like AP assigns someone to cover
I bet
it,
they
like
do.
A sporting event.
I bet they do.
WWE media.
Yeah, I guarantee you. But whatever it is.
Do they do like interviews after with the media, like
yes.
at a press conference?
Oh, yeah.
And you ask them like serious questions. Like
yes.
what were you thinking when
right,
you
I think they have an interview room and everything?
What were you thinking when you
oh,
did that
boy.
Pile
oh,
driver move?
Boy.
And the
Here
answer of course
go.
Is
oh boy.
That's what I was that was what the script told me to do in that situation. You can't interview
hey,
them.
I'd like to like not I'd like to not get our asses kicked when we go to Survivor Series on Saturday by some drunk
I
wrestling fan.
I will suspend my disbelief when I'm there, but don't make me do an interview of
you don't
like
have
a
to.
Serious interview. I'm not going to.
No. But I was just saying, like, let's not start getting haughty. Don't start getting haughty. That's very haughty. You're getting very haughty about wrestling.
Already starting.
He's starting. Should we ball gag him and lead him around? Be part of the script. I'm worried you're going to get our ass kicked when we're out there. Just be, this we're out there with.
I will observe.
Okay.
I'm there to observe.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, just shut up.
Yeah,
don't
pipe
touch
down.
Anything.
Don't touch
say anything.
Don't talk to anyone. Don't say a word. Dress cool, you know.
Now the pressure's on.
Here we go.
We'll have a lot to talk about on Monday.
What are you guys eating tomorrow? The normal?
Normal.
Huge?
Yeah. We're going to the club. I don't know. Whatever. I assume it's turkey. I've never been to the club for Thanksgiving. Never done this before. It's a new experience for me.
What does the club serve?
I don't know.
A traditional?
I would think so. A traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Going to the club. It's easier for everybody.
It is. It's massively
easier for
easy.
Everybody.
Except
That's
for
right.
those poor people that have to work on Thanksgiving.
Good point.
But yeah.
I appreciate that. I'm thankful for them.
Bet you are.
You want to do a little Thanksgiving thanks
sure.
before we go? All right.
Yeah.
After traffic here on 97 through the fan.
You're like Winthorpe from
Trading Places.
Except Benthorpe. And then tomorrow, I've got to go to something called WWE Survivor Series. No idea what it is. Very common, I'm assuming. But Woods and Paul want to go, so yeah,
it's a
little Winthorpe.
Good Winthorpe.
Yeah,
pretty good
Winthorpe.
Yeah, it actually is pretty
and then
solid.
She stepped on the ball.
It's also fun. A little bit like Damone as well.
Yeah. Hey, Stacey, you got any iced tea? I probably
now the lady
will
have the... Diet Coke with no ice,
all right.
And the white clam sauce.
Linguine with clam sauce.
I am thankful as we head into this Thanksgiving. I want to start
Adam,
by saying I am
up.
Thankful for my sister.
We're on the air, Adam. Christ.
You're the one who has the door open.
It's
That's on you.
It's 100 degrees in here. He's out there screaming, oh my God. You see his OBP?
I'm thankful for my sister, who I
I love your sister, 100%.
I'm also very thankful for the tier ones. I you are so great.
So kind.
I mean, I don't have a sister.
And loving. Generous.
You're amazing.
Thank you. I'm thankful for you.
You make
guys.
Me you make me happy every day.
Who, me?
No,
oh,
the tier ones.
The tier ones.
You
looked right at me when he
you
said
do
that.
You make me happy every day.
In general, I'm thankful for you. Yeah. Like, in general, but mostly you just torture me.
Yeah, that's true. And I've got my kids in on the act now, which is even more favorite. Fun.
Yes. The best. That's the best development.
Uh-huh, it's the best new development.
Is you missed that. That'll replay at 4 o'clock today during our Best of Ben and Woods afternoon, the Gwynn and Chris time slot.
No, I'm just thankful for my family and you guys and being able to live here. I'm just, every day I wake up, I'm like, whew. I still can't believe it. I'm still here 15 years in February, man. Unbelievable to think about. Unbelievable what our show has grown into because of the Tier 1. So thank you, guys. Hope you have a safe, happy, stuff your face on Thanksgiving. Like, just go nuts. Go nuts. And I always say I'm going to.
Don't be thinking about SD Fat Loss. We'll fix it later.
Yeah, we'll fix it later.
Go and have a good time tomorrow and enjoy yourself.
I
never can eat enough on Thanksgiving. Yeah. That's the problem. I like build it up in my head, and I end up like with one little plate. But I'm going to try to get mine in tonight. But love
How
you guys.
How many plates?
Tonight?
Tomorrow.
Like maybe one and a half. Maybe. But dessert. I'll hit the dessert hard. You know that.
I always do a little bit of everything on the first trip.
Little. You got to start
little
small.
Bit, like two bites. Two bites. Like everything.
And the second plate's actually the biggest plate.
And that's
my
the
second
bigger plate
is the sandwich.
And then
though.
The third plate. No, second. The third plate's
third
the sandwich.
Third plate's the sandwich. Yeah, that's right.
And then
you're not going to get any plates at the club. You're going to get one plate, and that's all you get.
I know. Then it's just a. I hope not. Got to be seconds, right?
That's all you get. Love you guys. Have a good rest of your Thanksgiving.
Thankful for all of you.
Thank you so much to everybody. We will talk to you Monday morning for executive producer Paul Reindl. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Thanks for joining us on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.